السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین اِیَّاکَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِیَّاکَ نَسْتَعِينُ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا ولا سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله علام حداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
Huzur says that the translation of this verse is as follows, that the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down as a guidance for mankind with clear proofs of guidance and discrimination, the distinction between right and wrong. Therefore, whosoever of you is present at home in his this month, let him fast therein, but whoso is sick or in journey shall fast for the same number of other days. Allah desires to give you facility, and He desires not hardship for you, and that you may complete the number, and that you may exalt Allah for His having guided you, and that you may be grateful to Allah. Zur says that Allah the Almighty in this verse has mentioned a special relationship of the Holy Quran with the holy month of Ramadan. That is to say that this is that blessed month in which the Holy Quran has been revealed. The beginning of the revelation of the Holy Quran was during this month, and during this month Hazrat Jibrail every year he used to come down to revise that part of the Holy Quran which has been revealed at that time to be done along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this month, therefore, this month is something which is special for reading this message of the Holy Quran and to understand it. So in this respect, this is a very important month. Only to observe fast and to comply with this instruction is not only that much. The detail of that has been mentioned in the previous verse, and also some detail is here in this verse and later on. But the importance of this month also increases because of the fact that during this blessed month, the book like the Holy Quran, the wonderful great book like the Holy Quran, was revealed by Allah Almighty, which is the book of a complete and perfect law of Sharia, which was revealed upon a perfect man, the perfect man, that prophet who was sent for the whole of mankind. As Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, that O Prophet should declare that, O mankind, O ye people, I have been sent as a messenger for all of you from God Almighty. Then Allah Almighty says in another place, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَزِيرًا, that وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and we have not sent you but unto all the people as a Bashir and Nazir, the one who gives the glad tiding and the warner, but most of the people do not know that. In any way, regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Quran describes in different ways, in different places, that you were that beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty who was sent for the guidance of the whole of mankind. And now till eternity, no other prophet cannot come with a new law, with a book of law, cannot come. So the message of the Holy Quran is a global message. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah till the end of the time. And in his being the last law-bearing prophet and being the being sent for the whole of mankind, that has been made in the Holy Quran. Therefore, the greatness of this point becomes very, very evident and clear. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says in one place that we are the inheritors of such a prophet, followers of that prophet who was a mercy for the whole of mankind and a guide for the whole of mankind. Kafatin lannas, he was a messenger for the whole, all the people. And Allah Almighty was the protector of his book, and the meanings and the substance of the book, they are par excellence. In the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been described as Rahmatulil Alameen, mercy for the whole of mankind. So this is that great prophet now who has been raised, and from him the fountains of mercy start from him, originate from him, and the book has been revealed upon him by following upon its teachings and commandment, and those people who follow that, they can follow the tradition, following the tradition of the holy great prophet who was the mercy for the whole of mankind, they can also become like that. We wish that in this day, the so-called mullahs and the self-styled ulama of the age, they may also be able to know that. They could also know that. Even those who are just having their religious robes, long flowing robes, that they should come to know that the teaching of the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to distribute the mercy to the whole mankind. And not for the purpose that though the peace to snatch this right from the peace-loving citizens of the cities, and not to play with the lives of the people mercilessly. In any way, this part of the verse, in which the with reference to the Holy Quran, this subject is being discussed. Allah Almighty says that in this Holy Quran there is a guidance for the whole of mankind, for all the people of the world. And there are very clear signs in it, and those signs as well which make distinction between the right and the wrong things. So therefore it is the responsibility of the believers that in the light of this bright teaching and this book which is all conclusive and which makes a distinction between right and wrong. During this month, which is called the month of Ramadan, which is the month of the progress in spirituality, in which by observing fast a person can tries to get the nearness to Allah Almighty, in which a believer who raises the standards of his worship. During this month, the Holy Quran, you keep this Holy Quran in front of you, because it's going to be, it is your guide. You ponder over its message, you emphasize on the recitation of the Holy Quran, and also pondering over its commandments, you also find the means of your guidance. Allah Almighty said that Hudal lil Muttaqeen, that this is guidance for the righteous people. First of all, it was mentioned that it is guidance for the whole of mankind, and out of them, those people, there are two standards of guidance which is mentioned here. It is a source of guidance for the righteous people, and those people who, after believing, they get the righteousness, then this source, the progress of guidance does not finish there, but rather it continues all the time. That is to say that those people who claim to be righteous, those who have the fear of Allah, and those who say that the fear of Allah and the awe of Allah is dominating over everything, if this claim of these people is right, then all these details of these teachings, they have to be abided by. Otherwise, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that those people who do not ponder and don't try to follow the paths of righteousness, then their fast is only fasting in name, and their being awake during the night is just the awakening during the night, and their fast is just in name. So the importance of fast would be clear only then when we understand the significance of the Holy Quran, and the importance of that which has been revealed by Allah Almighty, and to when we do our best to follow that teaching which Allah Almighty has revealed. So Allah Almighty, during these days, for the purification of soul and the person, Allah Almighty has emphasized, which is very much mentioned in the Holy Quran, and we know it from the Holy Quran, when a believer is in that condition, then he will be able to present this beautiful teaching to the whole of people of the world. Then we will be able to tell the people that the path that you are following, that is extremely dangerous. This is the path of your devastation. This is the path of your annihilation in this world and the hereafter. If you want to have the salvation in this life and the hereafter, then come. We are going to tell you the path of the salvation. It is not only the claim of the Holy Quran that it is guidance for the whole world, but also the fact is that if you follow this teaching, then in this very life, you can find the guidance. But as I said, that first and foremost, a believer, a Muslim should act upon it. He must be abiding by that, and his actions should be in front of us, and the people may be able to see that. This is very unfortunate that today the actions of the Muslims are such which are giving the opportunity to the opponents of Islam, that they are criticizing the Holy Quran and criticize its teachings. Nowadays, in order to defame the Holy Quran and the Islamic teaching, a very obnoxious effort is being done by a church in America, in which a very cruel action which they have planned is that on 11th of September, they are going to burn the copies of the Holy Quran. They plan to burn, which the media has mentioned everywhere. And the criticism which they have raised, they are 10 in number, they are absolutely bad and very very vulgar type of criticism has been raised. And if people have to simply criticize, then they can criticize on Bible as well. But this is not our job to create any disorder. But it's an intellectual discussion, and the right of criticism is given to everyone. They intellectually and scholarly, they can, that discussion can take place. But this right, it is not given to any Muslim at all. That because of these things, that the Bible says something, rather it denies the concept of the unity. Therefore, the copies of the Bible should be burned. Should be burnt. The Holy Quran, from the beginning to the end, it gives the teachings of the unity, and this is the purpose for which it came. And all the prophets, they always come for this purpose. And first and foremost, it is the Holy Quran which has emphasized the teaching of the unity of Allah. And this is a fact, that this is the unity of Allah Almighty, without which no foundation of any religion can be there. And in this age, that stalwart of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty established and sent, he has mentioned this teaching with such brilliance, that those people who are making a human being as God, they have announced that the people who are the followers of the promised Messiah and Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, there should be no discussion should take place on that. Today's foundation, Christianity, is based on Trinity. And from the unity of Allah, that shakes the foundation of Christianity. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, from the Bible, from the sayings of the Jesus Christ alayhi salam, he has mentioned that he was not the Son of God. And nobody, no human being can become the Son of God. And this church who is launching this campaign against the Holy Quran, the greatest objection that they have raised is that the Holy Quran, it does not accept the Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And then this criticism continues, and it says that salvation is through the action of human beings, not by someone being put on the cross, nor the Jesus Christ being put on the cross. So these blind people, spiritually blind people, they don't understand that this was the point which Hazrat Isa alayhi salam himself believed in. But in the name, some they have twisted and distorted their teaching. And as opposed to the Holy Quran, they have presented a weak human being as God. So when these people have got this defeated mentality, and they don't have any argument, then there is no other way for them that except to turn to extremism. And this is the World Outreach Center is the name of this church, and this is what they are doing. In the Bible, in one place, not only one place, in so many places rather, it has been mentioned. In one place, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, in Mark 12, chapter 12, verse 29, that the first and the foremost is that, O Israelite, that you believe that there is only one God that we believe in, and you worship that God with your whole life, with your whole soul, and with all your effort. And in apart from this, there are so many other places, the negation of the divinity of Jesus is mentioned clearly in the Bible. Very clearly in the Bible it is done. So the argument based on such arguments, and the excellence that teaching of this teaching mentioned in the Holy Quran has been proved by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and each and every argument of the Christians have been refuted, and the Ahmadiyya Jamaat is continuously doing that. This is the beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran, that you preach the truth. You tell the world that surely the guidance and the difference between guidance and misguidance has been made clear. But in order to explain that and to let the people believe that, there is no need of any compulsion. It's up to the people whether to believe it or not to believe it. It says, O Prophet, your job is simply to convey this message and this book which has been revealed to you in the form of the Holy Quran. Your job is to convey this message to the people, to give them the guidance that is in the hand of Allah. So this beautiful teaching, this obnoxious effort is being done to, they want to burn the copy of the Holy Quran in the light of this teaching. Extremism and the teaching of destroying the peace is being preached at this time. This church is actually giving this teaching, and the church actually do not act upon the teaching which is mentioned in the Bible. The Bible says that if somebody slaps on your right cheek, then you offer the other cheek as well. So it is not mentioned in the Bible that you promote the religious enmity. And many other Christians and denominations, they have denounced this effort of this church, and they have negated very strongly that we are not going to participate in it. And every knowledgeable, wise and reasonable person, they should also have the same reaction. Jamaat Ahmadiyya, through the media and in through so many ways, they are trying to stop this church from doing this very obnoxious dove. Is related, is a bird with the symbol of the spirit, the spiritual spirit, Holy Spirit, and it came down upon the Jesus in the form of a dove. So this this is the name of the church, Dove Church. I asked the American Jamaat that as a they should start a campaign, and the other Jamaats as well, they should also do like that. That this system which they are going to adopt, this is going to create disorder in the world. And instead of promoting peace, they are going to erect the walls of hatred and enmity and animosity. In Surah Maryam, the status of Hazrat Maryam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the status which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, these people do not look at that. Allah Almighty, the Holy Quran respects all the prophets. As I said, this effort of these people is going to erect the walls of hatred between the people and the Muslims, who unfortunately, those unfortunately have not believed in the Imam of the age, and they are uncontrolled, undisciplined, or they are playing in the hands of those people, unfortunately. Those who simply want to have their own objectives achieved. So then those Muslims can also show some bad reaction and wrong reaction. And this is what the people, some people are today. The world is in need of love and peace and harmony, and to avoid from the wars. And the love of Allah Almighty, it is, the need is there to absorb that so that people could be saved. And in order to achieve that, the Christians have also to set their direction rights. And also Muslims should show the right reaction to this one. They should get into the discussions of scholarly discussion, intellectual discussions, but also keeping in view the sentiments of other people. Today the Muslims, if the Muslims also, if they really claim to have the love of Allah and love of the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet, then for their own guidance they should search for that guide which Allah Almighty, under the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been sent in this age. This is the month of Ramadan, in which Allah Almighty says that the Holy Quran was revealed in it, which is a guidance for the whole of mankind. So the paths of guidance should be determined in this way, which Allah Almighty has stipulated, which Allah Almighty has established, and the standards of guidance should be those which has been set by the Holy Quran. The one who gives the guidance, in order to find that, you have to pray very earnestly in a purified heart. Allah Almighty has taught us the prayer of Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us to the right path. If they pray sincerely, then Allah Almighty definitely will guide them. He will guide the non-Muslims as well. Allah Almighty does guide the non-Muslims, then He will definitely guide the Muslims. We wish that our Muslim brothers, they pay attention to this very passionate message and appeal of us and act upon this, and they can improve their life and this life and the hereafter. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that remember that the Holy Quran, this is the fountainhead of the real blessings, and this is the real fountain of salvation. This is the folly of these people who do not act upon the Holy Quran. Those who do not act upon it, there are some people who do not have any belief in it and don't believe it to be the word of Allah. And these people are far away from guidance. But those people who believe that this is the word of Allah Almighty, and this is this is the recipe of the salvation, if they do not follow upon that, then what a sorrowful thing is that. And there are many people who have never read it. So such people who, those who are so much indifferent from this word of Allah Almighty, their example is like those that a person knows that there is a certain fountain and there is a very health-giving water is coming out, and it's very pure and very tasty, and fresh water is available from there. And the water of that fountain is the cure for so many diseases. This knowledge is there for certain, but despite this knowledge, despite the fact that he is thirsty and despite the fact that he is suffering from so many diseases, he does not go there. So how fortunate is that for him? And this is the height of ignorance. His job was that he should have gone there and tried to drink from there, and he should drink from there, and he should enjoy by drinking the tasty water and getting the cure. So he is just away from that fountain, just like an ignorant person. And then the death comes and finishes away that person. So his condition is the one from which people should learn a lesson. The condition of the Muslims at this time is exactly like that. They know that all the progress and the secret of and the key of all the progress is the Holy Quran, and we have to act upon that. But they do not pay any attention to this one. One person who with utmost kindness and welfare, feelings of welfare, he is referring to himself, that a person with utmost sincerity and help, he is not only the kindness but also under the instruction of Allah Almighty, who is inviting the people to this message, that person is labeled as the imposter and a liar. So what the height of misfortune and bad luck of these people. This is exactly the condition that not to speak of pondering over the meanings of the Holy Quran. Majority of them even do not read that. And on this very point, by the instigation of these self-styled so-called mullahs, they have started following them, and they say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatamun Nabiyyin, and Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad has made the claim of the prophethood. We wish that they should ponder over it. They should ask us that what is the claim, and they should do something to find out the truth and the reality. They have got no argument. Therefore, they always particularly these ulamas in Pakistan and some other Muslim countries in some places, they have put some restriction upon them. The Muslims are told that listening to their talk is like a kufr, disbelief. Rather, some people say that even to say salam to these people is like going to disbelief. That extremism, if the Christians are showing, then the same extremism is shown by the Muslims in relation to the Ahmadis, and there is a large group of such people who are showing this reaction, and that has encouraged the Christians to do so. So this is the condition of these people. The Muslims do not have this much confidence in them that if the Ahmadis are wrong, then they should reject that point. Are they so much afraid of that they see their faith so much weak, that if they talk to an Ahmadi, then they would be affected by that one? Anyway, these are what their ulamas are saying, which they are following, and the generality of the Muslims, by following them, they are spoiling their future life, the life to come. And similarly, we Ahmadis, we have the responsibility that we should do full justice to this our responsibility, that those the guidance. We have to show the follow those guidance, and we should become a model and example for that. So this month of Ramadan, which Allah Almighty has granted us once again, this is for the improvement of our spiritual condition and to act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran and to ponder over its message. So we should make full use of this month, and we should do our best. And full benefit can only be achieved when we recite the Holy Quran daily, regularly, and we ponder over its commandments, and we always prepare ourselves to act upon that, and we do every effort for that. Allah Almighty has commanded certain things to be acted upon, and some good things that we are asked to do, and some vices which we have to avoid. This is the way to find the paths of righteousness, which can take you to the ultimate destination. And ultimate destination of a believer is the pleasure of Allah Almighty. What else could be the purpose of a believer? In order to find the paths of righteousness, Allah, and the guidance, Allah Almighty, the very first step He has mentioned is that that is Iman bil Ghaib, the faith in the unseen. And this is not an ordinary simple thing. This is Iman bil Ghaib, which actually becomes the means of increasing in faith. And this progress in faith, it actually takes the person to those paths of guidance, which are the paths of finding Allah Almighty and to understand the teachings of Allah Almighty. And in order to increase in one's relationship with Allah Almighty, Hazrat Masih Maud has explained this point in the following wording. He says that the condition of the righteous person, because the viewing of Allah Almighty and to have a communion with Allah Almighty is a part of it, therefore, first of all, he has the need of having belief in the unseen. And this is the initial stage, because after seeing the very positive proofs, then he believes in the Allah Almighty, and that is something which is a state of between the firm belief and the doubt. And a muttaqi, the righteous person, believes in Allah Almighty and believes in Allah, as Allah Almighty says, the yu'minuna bil ghaib. That it says that don't consider that it's a very insignificant thing or the status is very low. And then he says that this Iman bil Ghaib, the belief in the unseen, is the first condition of the status of a believer, is very important in the sight of Allah Almighty. In Hadith Sahih has been mentioned that he asked the companions that do you know whose faith is the stronger and higher than others? And they said that your faith is obviously the strongest. And he says that how can my faith be there, because I see Jibreel every day and I see the signs of Allah Almighty. And then the companion said that it might be our faith. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how can be your signs, because you also see the signs of Allah Almighty every day. So then the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained himself, that those people who will come hundreds of years after me, their Iman, faith would be like that. They don't see the signs like that as you see, but still they believe in that. And Allah Almighty, if a muttaqi dies in this initial stage, then he would be counted as among the category of the believers. He has not really found any taste of that belief as yet, which is tested by those people who have seen the signs. But still he shows that strength, that he believes in Allah Almighty, but also proves that faith through his actions. That is to say, yukimuna salat, that he is very firmly establishing the institution of prayer, firmly, regularly offers a prayer. So in this condition of taqwa, there are so many doubts and suspicions and of the person. But despite that, they don't leave the institution of prayer, and they never get tired. There are some people that they offer the prayer for a few days, and then very wrong ideas, they start coming into their minds, and some ill thinking is also there, and foul thinking and bad thoughts are also there, and then they stop the offer prayer, and they lose heart. But Muttaki, the righteous people, is not like that. But his prayer falls down many a times, but he puts it back and erects it again and again. And for there is a period of the trial, and then there is a period of selection. The period of trial is there that the purpose of that is that you may be able to understand your quality and your position, so that a person, Allah Almighty, could know who is actually believing in Allah Almighty. And there are some worries and anxieties, and sometime there are certain doubts concerning the existence of Allah Almighty. A truthful believer should not get worried at this point, but rather he should always start moving forward. This is the role of this of Satan the accursed, that he does like that, and that he should Satan should not create such doubts into your minds. He puts these doubts, and many people, they get destroyed as a result of these suspicions and doubts. And despite this fact that a person does not know that after one breath the second breath would be there or not, the meaning is there. People say that let's do this thing and then we will see later on. And they say that if a bad idea is there, we do it and then we rectify it later on. So he says that despite the fact that a person does not know whether he will be able to have the second breath or not, whether it will be there or not, but the Satan gives this encouragement, that he gives the false hopes, and expectation is shown by, and that is the first lesson by the Satan. And but the muttaqi, the righteous person, is given the strength to encounter that. And that is why Allah Almighty says that these righteous people do not get tired. And in the beginning, in the lack of interest in the beginning does not disappoint you, but still they continue to offer the prayer. And until that point, when all these doubts are removed and the Satan is defeated and the mu'min is successful and the believer is successful, and this time, this period of the believer is not of a slackness, rather it is the period of when he is contesting and combating Satan. And so in these days, when everybody is paying attention to the prayers, and in their confrontation with this Satan, people should put in their all the effort and strength. And the mosques are filled in these days with the worshippers, and they should be seeking the blessings from Allah Almighty, and they should establish a strong relationship with Allah Almighty, and the steps would be taken to establish that relationship. And when the strength, the relationship with Allah Almighty is strong, when this effort will be there, then you will also be guided to the right paths which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran. And those paths of guidance will be made clear to you, which also have the very brilliant signs along with it. This point should also be remembered here, that one of the requirement of Iman bil Ghaib is that one should have firm belief in those prophecies which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran. And when people will pay attention to their prayer, Salat, and then Iman bil Ghaib will also be there, and in the practical way, they will be showing it, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that the prayers to be safeguarded from the attacks of the Satan, then these people will also pray that Allah Almighty may, with His mighty signs, may strengthen our faith, which is at that moment. And this demands, requires from a believer that a mu'min should pray for this. That as your the people who have been sent by you, as those people came in the past for the guidance of the people, they should also come in this age, because the situation of the time demands that a reformer should be there, somebody appointed by Allah Almighty. And there was a prophecy was there in the Holy Quran, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْهَكُوا بِهِمْ, that Allah Almighty is going to send it from another nation which He has not been there at that time. There, this misunderstanding should not be there, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that those people who do not see the signs there iman is more meritorious. But the meaning is that according to his prophecy, there would be a time of darkness when among the Muslims, on a large scale, in order to further the cause of the Muslims for their reformation and betterment, there would be not a large arrangement. The Mujaddideen, the reformers, would be there, here and there. On a small scale, they will be doing this job. Or there would be some people to whom Allah Almighty is, and those who haven't received the message of the one who was sent by Allah Almighty, if their condition remains like that, so these are the people who have safeguarded this condition of Iman bil Ghaib, and those people who are protecting this right, then those people who have come from Allah Almighty, they do recognize Him by looking at the signs of His truth and they do believe in Him. Rather, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has written that that those people who believed in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not ask for many signs, and many of them, they just believed in the unseen, as they say, and just looking at the apparent condition, whatever he said, they believed that that is right. And then with the advent of the Messiah and the Mahdi, then this whole system of the signs, it started, the period started, and then this period and the era of science will begin, and Allah, by the grace of Allah, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is witnessing these signs. And because of the Iman bil Ghaib, they are also firmly rooted in this belief that all these prophecies and the promises which are there, they are going to be fulfilled, which we are not seeing so far. Against these attacks of Satan and the instigations, through the beauty of our prayers and having firm faith, we will continue to oppose that, and this instigation of Satan will never ever be able to shake our feet. The followers of Satan, their height of their effort is that to weaken the Ahmadis in their faith. But now we have come to that state when the signs are right in front of us, and if there is any period of trial, then this is something which was already prophesied in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran that the divinely appointed community, these trials are always there. And the Imam of the age, he had prepared us for this situation. And as I said, we have to work very hard that we should get the blessings from this holy month of Ramadan through the prayers, through our supplications. We should try to get the nearness to Allah Almighty and also to strengthen our faith, and we should pray for that. And the promises of Allah Almighty, we should pray and get the help from Allah Almighty for the fulfillment of His promises. This month, which is the month of the acceptance of the prayers, when we particularly ask from Allah Almighty that the dominance of the Holy Quran and the dominance of Islam is there in the whole world, then Allah Almighty definitely will show the signs with His mighty signs, with His power and grandeur, and a new series of that will begin, inshallah. And the teaching of the Holy Quran, with all its greatness for the establishment of the truth and to frustrate the falsehood, that manifestation will be shown to us. The Imam of the age, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, people of the world will pay attention to listen to his message, who exactly in accordance with the Holy Quran, he came for the guidance of mankind, and who has been sent for that purpose. If there is anything who is there in the field to support the honor of the Holy Quran, and if there is any Jamaat, if this community who can perform this duty very well, that is this Jamaat Ahmadiyya, for which we have to be taking very firm action, concerted effort, and we have to intensify our prayers for this purpose. Otherwise, we will be failing in our duties, or we will be among those people. So this is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi, that they should try to become the true picture of the teaching of the Holy Quran as far as their ability and their ability, and they should do their best. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that there was a promise in the Holy Quran that Allah Almighty, in the times of the trials and tribulations, Allah Almighty will defend the faith of Islam, as he says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." So therefore, according to this promise, Allah Almighty has given us the four types of protection of His word, of His book. First of all, through the hafiz, those who have memorized, the wording has been preserved. And in every century, thousands upon thousands of people are such who have got the whole message in their memory, in their hearts. If you ask about one word, they can tell what is the previous and what is the following word. So in this word, Allah Almighty protected the Holy Quran from interpolation in every way. And then through the secondly, those great scholars who were given the understanding of the Holy Quran, those who explained the difficult passages of the Holy Quran in the light of the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they explained the teaching of the Holy Quran and they protected the teaching of the Holy Quran from the interpolation. And thirdly, through the mutakallimin, those intellectually explained it in the light of intellectual arguments. Through the intellectual arguments they explained and they made it in accordance, explained it, and they have protected the teaching from the mockery of the other people. And fourthly, those who have protected the teaching of the Holy Quran from the attacks of those people through their miracles. So this prophecy has been fulfilled in one way or the other in all the times. That this prophecy, this promise of Allah Almighty, that I have revealed the book and I am going to protect it. So in some ages, one point was emphasized, and Allah Almighty created a defender. But this time is the one in which the opponents from all the four angles, they have objected and criticized. And this is the time in which this terrible time has not been witnessed by the Muslims or Islam before that. And the opponents, they have distorted the meaning, and wrong translations have been made. And through the commentaries and with the excuse of the translation and the commentary, they have made the interpolation and changes in the text of the Quran. And they made it in such a way that they try to prove that the teaching of the Holy Quran is contradictory to certain established scientific points of some people, astronomical and others, they say scientist discoveries and inventions. And sometimes they showed that this teaching is opposed to the scientific findings. And moreover, they tried to explain that this teaching teaches injustice, and some of the teaching are opposed to the attributes of Allah Almighty, and they are against the laws of nature. And many of them, these Padris and Aryas, many of these people, they have objected, they have insistently, they have denied the miracles, and they have the pure word of Allah Almighty and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have drawn a picture in such a way, and they have spoken so much, they have indulged in so much falsehood, that a person, so therefore this is now the time that which naturally desires that as the opponents, there was a huge flood of the criticism of the opponents from every direction. Similarly, the defense should also be from all these four points. And during this period, the 14th century started. Therefore, the Allah Almighty, with the advent of the 14th century, on the beginning of that, according to His prophecy, inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun, according to this prophecy, He appointed a reformer. But as each and every mujaddad, there is a special task given to each reformer. And whenever a person writes a book, then according to the subject matter of that book, the title is given to that book. Similarly, Allah Almighty named this reformer according to the duties that he was to perform, was given the Masih, the Messiah. That it was clear that in the period of latter days, the latter days, he would be defending, he would be fighting against the Christianity, therefore the name of the Messiah was given. And is it not the same time, and you ponder over it, Allah Almighty give you the understanding of that. Today, as I said, the church has criticized. This is an old criticism which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has already mentioned 100 years ago in this text. And other criticism is also similar to this one. And as I said, that as opposed to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody was able to stand there. It's very sad that this great achievement of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which was appreciated by some Muslim scholars of the age, instead of Muslims gathering around him, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned that when the Messiah is there, then you give the salam to him, the majority of the Muslims, they have rose in opposition to the promised Messiah. This is also the negation of Iman bil Ghaib. And this opposition, these extremists and injustice, the unjust governments, it is being intensified these days. Allah Almighty give wisdom to Muslims, and this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ashke Quran, the lover of the Holy Quran, they should by listening to the message given by him, they should become their helper, his helper. Allah Almighty also enable us that we should also employ all our faculties, so we should also become very powerful helper of this the promised Messiah, and try to propagate the message of the Holy Quran. I mentioned about the opponents, so today I also mentioned two very sad news of there are two martyrdoms in Suba Sindh, one in Karachi, the other one in Sangar. These people do not know that as a result of this oppression that they are doing, what is the doings of Allah Almighty? They are accepting, and it is being published in the newspaper. The columns are being printed there, that because of our mistakes, this is the punishment from Allah Almighty. But they are explaining, they are not understanding the point rightly. They are blindfolded. That in one place somebody told me that ill-advised mullah was preaching like this, that we have not completely eliminated the Qadianis completely. That is why this punishment from Allah Almighty is there, in Allahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. The Ahmadis are going to pass through this period of trial. But bad-natured mullahs, those who are doing it in the name of Allah and in the name of Allah, and you are the people who are making a mockery of the teachings of the Holy Quran, you are going to be caught into the punishment of Allah Almighty. And some people write to me sometime that sometime when I say to these mullahs, they excite them more, and I should not be saying in that way. So this is the misunderstanding of some of the innocent people among us, some naive people among us. I do want to guide them and tell them, and the plans that they have hatched, those plans have got nothing to do whether I say something or not. They have got very horrible plans, and they have got very bad plans which they have already hatched, and what efforts they are doing outside. I also say with this thing that maybe that some right-minded people may get some benefit out of that, and it might warn them against those people, and to warn the people against those people. Anyway, with steadfastness, our duty is that we have to continue following the right path, and that we will continue to do continuously. And these days, Ahmadis particularly, they should submit to Allah Almighty in such a way that they should be completely lost in that. Allah Almighty may revert the ill designs of these enemies upon them, and we should become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. the two martyrdoms which I have just referred to, the first one is Dr. Najmul Hasan Sahib. He is a Shaheed in Karachi. On 16th August at mid of the night, he was coming back from his clinic when he was just about to board the get into the car. Somebody, unknown person, fired upon him. He was taken to hospital, but he could not survive. He passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He got martyred. It is said that he got 13 bullets. Dr. Najmul Hasan, he related to Bihar in India, and during the time of the promised Messiah Mahmud Alam Sahib, he came to Qadian and had the bath, and through him Bhagalpur was blessed with Ahmadiyyat, and his grand Makhdumul Hasan Sahib, his grandfather, and another person, they came during the second Khilafat and became Ahmadi. And then they from Bahawal they came to Dhaka, and then in 72 when Bangladesh was created, then Dr. Sahib, the parents of Dr. Sahib, then they went to India and Nepal, and in 73 they came to Karachi. Dr. Najmul Hasan Sahib was born in 71 in Dhaka. He is 7 brother and 1 sister, and he was number 2 in the family members. He became a child specialist. He had the education there. From Sindh Medical College he did his MBBS and PhD. He was also having his private practice and also assistant professor in Dow University of Sciences in the children department. He was a Musi by the grace of Allah. According to the daily routine, he went out and he started the car. Somebody fired at him. There was another shop of his brother. When he came out, then he was all covered in blood. He was 13 and a half years. He was a very bold, very kind person. Many times his father-in-law asked him that you move this place of his clinic, but he always said that I have born and brought up here, so these are very, and I have the responsibility to take care of their medical needs. He used to give the time his khudam came, but these people don't take care of these good work which is being done. Those people who are so useful for the society, they do not abstain from killing these useful people. He never hide his Ahmadiyyat. He didn't make it a secret thing. He was very regular in prayer. He was a Musi, as I said. Very regular in prayer, with great devotion. Very regular in contributions and also outstanding contributions. His wife is there, daughter Shafia 5 years, and Mahmud Hasan 2 years, and one daughter Shafia is Maliha is 2 months. They are all in Waqf-e-Nau. The other martyrdom is Peer Habibur Rahman Sahib of Sangad. Habibur Rahman Sahib, he was from Gujarat district. Through the brother of his grandfather, Rahmat Ali Sahib, through him the Ahmadiyyat was introduced in his family. And Hazrat Peer Barkat Ali Sahib, he was his grandson. His brother became Ahmadi first, and then he became Ahmadi. And the two brothers, Puri Iftikhar Ali Sahib and Hafiz Roshan Ali Sahib, they also accepted Ahmadiyyat. in 1912, and they purchased some land in Sindh and shifted there. Habib Rahman, he was born in 1950 in Sangad. He got education in Rabwa. We were student together. He was very jolly person, very kind. He was very good in having meetings, but very pious type of meetings were there. And on 19th of August, he was going to his field. Somebody came on the motorbike, and when he stopped his car for a while, and then unknown, when on a point of turning, when he reduced the speed, then two unknown masked people, they immediately started firing upon him, and he was hit on the temple, and he got martyred instantly. Nalillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. As I said, he was born in 1950. He was 60 years old. In 1990, he shifted to America, and before that he was Qaid Khudam Alamdiya Sangad and Qaid Zilla Sangad as well, District Sangad. He was financial secretary of the Jamaat in America. He had the alislam.org. He had the honor of serving in that very outstandingly. He was the pioneer and a very good worker in that section. And he also did good effort in finding out other workers. And Dr. Mujibur Rahman Sahib, his brother, was martyred. And then he shifted to Sangad, and after some time, it was suggested, then his brother's widow, because his wife had passed away earlier on, so then his brother's widow, he got married to her. Very regular in prayers, very regular in contribution, very very great attachment with Khilafat. Also taking care of the poor people, he was a very dedicated person. His father, Peer Fazlur Rahman Sahib, is alive. He is 91, and there are four brothers, from his son, Anisur Rahman is 32 years old, Humaira is 30 years, Aisha is 28. All of them, they are in America. And the second wife, the widow of Mujibur Rahman, Zazur Rahman, is 11 years, and 7 years are the ages. Allah Almighty exalt his status and give comfort to all the bereaved family. There is another devout person I would like to mention about that, who is Musa Rustami Sahib. His janaza was offered along with Mustafa Sabir Sahib, but he was a very dedicated person. I would like to mention here as well, Musa Rustami Sahib. On 5th of August, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He spoke in Jalsa in Kosovo this year, and he mentioned that his brother came and he met the Khalifatul Masih Rabbe, and when he mentioned about that, and how did he meet the Khalifatul Masih Rabbe? So Musa was greatly had the good impression of that, and also looking at the big change in his brother, he was also motivated. And after finishing his training, he went to Switzerland and stayed there for 4 years. And he mentioned there, by mixing with the Ahmadis there, he was very happy. And then he stayed in Holland, and then he decided that he would dedicate his life for the Jamaat. He had already done the Baith. After looking at the good example of his brother in Holland, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabbe, after the first meeting, he dedicated his life and mentioned it to Huzur. Then Huzur Rahimahullah Ta'ala asked him to go to Albania. He couldn't go there for some reason. In 2000, the Amir Sahib Holland is there. So then Huzur said that perhaps nobody would like to go there, but he was ready to, Musa Rusmi Sahib, he was ready, and with the permission of Huzur, he went to Kosovo. And first he stayed at the house of his brother, and his sister was also there. Then his sister joined in Ahmadiyyat. So the very first Jummah was took place at their house. So after that he moved to another place. He was president of the community for 10 years, and always working hard for that, very fond of tabligh. He used to convey the message in one way or the other, and with great responsibility he used to discharge. He used to take care of the Jamaat finance carefully. He supervised the expenses of the in the building of the mission, and a lot of work was done without any expense. Once he came to know that his pay is more than the pay of the missionary, then without mentioning it, he reduced his own pay. How it could be there that he should be paid more than the missionary? There was no car he had. He used to go everywhere on bike. He established the Jamaat in Kosovo firmly, and also looked after the training of the new converts. And he looked after the whole new converts like a family, and trained them. Because of his training, by the grace of Allah, the majority of the Kosovo Jamaat, they are all Musi, and large number of the members are well educated. He was very jolly person, very pious, very regular in prayer, and used to offer the prayer with the utmost devotion, great attachment with Khilafat, and it was quite visible from his eyes. Every year he used to meet me at Jalsa, Germany. And by the grace of Allah, once he told me, last year he told me, that these ulama in Kosovo, some people have put this thing in their mind, that the Ahmadis do not go for Hajj. So therefore these people do not, and then I asked him to go for Hajj, and last year he did the Hajj. And then I asked him that this complaint of the people would be over now. He was very happy that Allah Almighty enabled him to perform Hajj. He was not that old, but suddenly because of some illness he passed away. Allah Almighty raised his status and treat him with forgiveness and look after the bereaved members of the family, and establish them in Ahmadiyyat. And Allah Almighty grant us workers like him, rather better than that. May Allah bless the such workers in Kosovo. Rather, in every community, Allah Almighty bless such people who are very advanced in their devotion and dedication, and selflessly those who are looking after the responsibilities of the Jamaat.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ